Namaste. It's Mia Johnson, Mind Mapping with Mia and Out of the Tangled Web. Let me do a little housekeeping first. We do have a call-in number tonight. That number is 888-429-5471. So if you have any questions, you can call in your questions. Tonight as a guest, we have Athena Starr, and Athena Starr is an intuitive, and she is going to talk about, we just had Sam in for people who are pagans, that's our new year. And so as our new year, November is a special month, and Athena, take it away. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Thank you. Nice to be with you, Mia, tonight on this November 2nd. We are in the Scorpio sun sign now, and the Taurus full moon comes coming up pretty quickly on November 11th. That's 11-11, very powerful activation day. So the energies are building up for that. It's a master number, and it's, what it means is activation for new shifts in vibration and everything. So we can do a little meditation tonight, a little short activation also to for the listeners so they can tune into those energies. So I've been doing my work over 25 years. I started in Hawaii years ago. And also I'm familiar with BBS because I hosted my own show a few years ago for a couple of years. So glad to be back with you. And I am a visionary medium, healer, and certified coach as well. But all that aside, what really matters is what can she do for me? No. So if anyone wants to call in tonight, I love call-in questions. I have a special offer for November also off the air for people to, if they call for an introductory, they get a free introductory session, 5 to 10 minutes long, one question in their life that's most pressing, and I open up the conversations with that. So it's totally free, the whole month of November. Introductory session. If you can follow up with a longer session, that's great, and we'll be happy to assist you. And I can give them my contact information as we go along here. Anyway, I've been doing this work for quite some time. My website's athenastar.com, and I'm on Facebook and all of that stuff. November is a powerful transformational month. We have on coming up in the with the new moon energy. The new moon is in Taurus, which is very grounding, powerful, and then the sun sign of Scorpio. So it's exalting is what it is, the energies that's coming in right now. It's a powerful time to clear, purify, and regroup as we move into the new year of 2016 very shortly. Can be kind of an intense time. Scorpio energy can be intense depending on your own sun sign. So if you're going through a lot of challenges out there, feel free to, you know, call us. Call in to the show tonight, the number Maya just gave you, so that we can assist you. We work on many different levels, can help you with relationships, career, wellness, even legal issues. And I'm a medium, which means we're tuning into the angels, the ascended masters, the galactic federation of light. There's no time and space, and I also teach people to open up to their gift. So with that said, I want to just do an invocation, if that's okay, Maya. Mia?
Yes.
Mia.
Sure. Let's do that.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, so we're just tuning in. And again, the call-in number again, you want to give that number one more time so that people...
888-429-5471.
Great.
And that is in Classroom 2 on the Spiritual Guidance Network.
Oh, okay. Very good. So I'm going to just tune in with the Legions of Light and just do an invocation here and a meditation for the planet as a whole. So in the name of Mother God, in the name of the mighty I Am, the Elohim, we call upon the Legions of Light, all the archangels and angelic hosts, Galactic Federation, all legions in the inner earth, the Mayans, the Lemurians, the whale and dolphin kingdoms, all the elemental kingdoms, all kingdoms of light, the orders of the golden robe through Jesus the Christ, the orders of the violet robe through Saint Germain, Arcturus, the orders of the blue robe through the Himalayan masters, Yogananda and Lord Hamaya, and linking in with all, if you want to link in with all of them, Hilarion is the emerald green, and the ruby is Lady Nada, the ascension masters is Serapis Bay, and his legions of light, and the golden is, of course, Kuthumi, with, together with Christ, golden ray. So we're just linking in, there are 12 major color rays, but there's actually 17 altogether that are major ones. But we're just working with the color rays and linking in with all the ascension beings to assist us energetically to clear, purify, and realign. So as we're breathing in, about 3 to 5 counts, holding 3 to 5 counts and releasing, just begin to feel a beautiful spiral of all these light rays. We'll just call it the rainbow rays spectrum. There's actually a being called rainbow rays. So we're just invoking rainbow ray energy now to flow through from the top of our head down to our crown center, through the third eye, and to the throat center, down to the heart, solar plex, abdomen, root center, into the center of the earth, grounding us with what's called a harmonic shield in the center of the earth. It's about 1,000 feet down. Feel that grounding and that beautiful energy of the harmonic shield, which protects and shields us. And it's grounding. It exactly does that. We all need to walk on the earth more. We're not doing that enough. We all need to get out with nature more, no matter what the temperature is, whatever's going on, because nature is so healing. And ground ourselves with the earth, because Mother Earth is sustenance. She is beautiful being. She is a being of light.
It's unfortunate that people don't get out as much as they should,
mm-hmm.
you know, just to rejuvenate themselves,
mm-hmm. Exactly.
To recharge their batteries, so to speak.
Right.
Walk barefoot in the grass. Be careful of the fire ants, but,
yeah,
you know, walk barefoot in the grass and just kind of breathe. I know this is allergy season, so breathing is kind of difficult, but, you know, just take a good deep breath of the air. And I'm in Texas, so I don't have a fall. We go straight from summer to winter.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody else, you know, you all have fall, and fall is such a wonderful time. It's a magic time, which I find especially interesting that we're in Scorpio, because Scorpio is very mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
Scorpio is very magic, very mysterious, very secretive. So is that what we're looking at coming with this new November?
Yes, and also very psychic, intuitive. Scorpio, my birthday is actually 11-11. So,
wow.
Right in prime time right now. It's like, if there's ever a time to call in to ask a question to a psychic, do it now. No, because when it's close to your birthday, plus you're doing this work, then the energies are very high, very into your abilities are raised. And of course,
well, I'm right before you. I'm October 21st.
Oh, okay.
So I'm right on the cusp of Scorpio.
Mm-hmm. But all that said, astrology is important, but we even can transcend our own astrology, I mean, in our lives, in which we should. So it's important, but as we evolve and open up, then none of that matters. Really, what matters is our vibrational attunement with the divine, with our divine self, and coming into alignment and clearing and purifying the past and just allowing, not allowing polarities to interfere with our life. When we're in polarities, negative, positive, whatever the situations are, then we're just...
So very simply, for the people who are listening, who, you know, this is not their way of life and everything, what could they do that would be a simple ritual that would be able to cure the impurities and to open up to everything November has to offer?
Well, what we were just doing, part of what we were doing was, in the violet flame is the most powerful, potent ray. Even if you can't see it, you can just invoke the violet flame and the blue flame to come through and clear your whole energy flow, your whole energy system. Just sit and meditate, and I mean quietly breathe in, play some meditation music, call in Saint Germain, call in Archangel Michael, call in Christ, Jesus the Christ, whether you're Christian or not, it doesn't matter. He exists. His essence exists. And just ask for them to illumine and purify and clear your whole being down through the center of the earth, and just bring, as you're breathing in, the breath integrates everything. And if you're blocked in some areas, you have barriers, then you need teachers and healers like ourselves to help open and clear those. It's like a generator. It's not fully powered up because it's got some knots in it. And so call a healer, call a teacher to help you. And often we can work with you, and it depends on your budget, whatever, but people can work with you. You shouldn't set up barriers. You shouldn't set up blocked doorways. Just open up to reach out and ask for the assistance. But that said, the flames that I just talked about, calling upon those three, Saint Germain, the violet flame, Archangel Michael, and the blue flame of protection and clearing, and Sananda, or Christ, of the golden flame, and just breathe in, let those three radiances flow through you from the top of your head down through your whole, all your centers into the center of the earth. Feel it grounding, connecting, clearing, and then let it move back up. And then just a good thing to do also is with anyone or anything that's going on in your life, just envision what it is that's going on or whatever. Bring those people into your inner vision when you close your eyes or whatever. Just bring them forth, or that situation, and just invoke very briefly, I forgive myself and I forgive all of them. I release myself, I release all of them. I set myself free, I set all of them free. And I bless myself, bless all of them. And then give gratitude at the end, a simple thing like that. And you do it over and over until you feel the energy release and clear. See, it's not even an issue anymore. It's a good thing to do because when you're forgiving yourself first and then the other people or situation, it kind of clicks out, and it's like it releases the triggers that were there. And the more you do that, the more you'll feel freer and more opened up and clear and at peace. That's a very important, if you wanted a simple thing to do, that's just one thing that can help people, because Scorpio does bring that energy, brings up loose issues with people, envies or challenges, whatever, it'll bring it up, but you can transmute it, transcend it within yourself. That's a good way to what we call depolarize something. You're neutralizing it, and then it just kind of lifts away. It's like, oh, what was that I was upset about? I don't know. Just got clear. So that's something we can work on within ourselves. But again, having teachers and healers to help can go into like what's called Roto-Rooter and go deeper and clear things very gently and loving. That's the way I work anyway. I don't. People have been through enough pain and trouble in their life. They don't need more of it. So, also,
I think it's very possible to be honest with people and still be able to tell them what it is that they, I mean, let's face it, I mean, I was a cognitive behavioral therapist for 20 years and life coach and all the other things. And there were times when I had to tell people things that they didn't want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But that's part of life is, you know, you very often you don't want to hear the truth.
Right.
But the truth is the truth.
And it's,
you know, it's not,
and there's no judgment. If you're more evolved in this work, there's no judgment. If people are judging other people, then they shouldn't be doing the work of personal growth because they're not helping them. But I get that you're very sensitive and you're very open in that way, and you help people a lot. You have a, you know, your own inner sensing of assistance.
Well, I was born an empath, and so with everything that I've studied has only added to neurolinguistics, hypnosis, Reiki, coaching, counseling, chakras. All of those things have only heightened what I was born with.
Right.
And so a lot of times I hear what people are saying. In the words they say, I hear what they mean, but that's not what they said.
Right.
And every once in a while, I'll call somebody out on it, you know.
Right. It's beneath the surface, yes. It's a gift. But it helps. People want that assistance. But also, I think just acceptance is what most people want. It's just acceptance because so many don't have that in their families or whatever. And so they spend their life trying to... They attract situations. See, that's what we'll do. We attract karma. Well, I want to talk about karma a little.
Like energy attracts like energy.
Right, so they'll attract situations that keep replaying old patterns over and over until they get it and they release from the triggers of it. But you don't always have to even know analyzing it doesn't help any. But again, that forgiveness... exercise I just went over, it really helps just release it. You don't even always have to know what the end thing, the bottom line of what you're forgiving, because it may go back into other lifetimes. So that's a good thing to do for people. And of course, we can go into the other lifetimes. But I also get as I'm talking to you, you're Lemurian. You had a lifetime in Lemuria, which was, you know, millions of years ago, but it's very, so you've been around the block too, like I have. You lived in Lemuria, and Lemuria was a beautiful civilization. Souls were translucent. They teleported. They were telepathic. They didn't have to have contracts for unions. They just knew they were very evolved, and it was a very peaceful civilization. It was very beautiful. So like you're like me, you like harmony and peace and tranquility.
And see, I always thought that was the Libra in me. Being on the cusp of Libra and Scorpio, I thought I'm Irish, I'm City Irish and Sicilian, and I always, you know, say the Irish side of me is the good, you know, the funny side, and the Sicilian side of me is the dark side. You know, that's the Scorpio side. The other is the Libra side. So, But getting back to, you know, clearing out negative feelings, because I just wrote an article on this week, and I want to emphasize that you, again, can go to my website, www.outofthetangledweb.com, and you can read my writings every week. I have an ever-changing website. It never stays the same. I rewrite it constantly, and it changes all the time. But talking about Ayana Van Zandt's book, In the Meantime, you have to clean out your cellar. where all the ookie dookie stuff is. And yes, ookie dookie is a word. I've used it all my life. That's where we throw everything that we don't want to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But it rots down there. And you can't begin the part of spiritually living your life on a day-to-day basis on the first floor until you go down with someone. Or if you're brave enough and skilled enough to do it yourself, so you go down into that cellar and clear it out. Mm-hmm. You know, that which we resist persists.
Right. And that's part of the work that I focus on, too. We go into parallel dimensions and the Akashic Records. I bring in the Akashic Records, the files of the soul. And we go into the records and through time and space. And spirit, and the masters of the Akashic Records just bring up the records that are needed for that soul at that point in time to bring them forth to what was the aspect, what was the essence that you were that's holding you back? And then we talk to that essence, we bring forth what the gifts were of that lifetime, and then we clear and transmute whatever is, we tune in, we ask the that aspect, that essence of the person's self, like they were Henry VIII. You know, we ask what it is that he wants to be released from or cleared that's holding that person back in this lifetime. And it comes through, and then we use different rays and different techniques and clear and purify and realign and dissolve it all into the golden light. And then that's just what gifts I have that come through. It's nobody taught me, and it just comes through to do that. So I've been, and then it evolves as we go along. Then the energy just turns into golden light. So what we've done is we've just dissolved the Wicked Witch of the West. They've just dissolved it, just like they did with the... Remember when they threw the water on her?
Yeah, and I'm melting.
The golden light, and people feel it. They feel in their body and in their emotional, mental, physical body, they actually feel the shift. They feel the energy clear and realigned, and then they feel their vibration be raised. And it's a beautiful process, and that's the work that I do, but... It's the same results in many different ways, past life regression, hypnosis, like you do the hypnosis. It's kind of guiding the person into a deeper state, and spirit is working with them. They're working through it. Then we also work with the ascension temples, the ascended masters and the ascension temples, and we help initiate and bring people into higher octaves in connection with what's called the oversoul, the I am present. And there's always more to attain. There's always more, and we're always working on ourselves. And as we help other people, we also receive. And it's a beautiful spiral of clearing, opening up to higher vibrations. And someone would say, well, why do I want to have higher? Well, because you're going to then see more clearly the career path that you were blocked from seeing, or you're going to see more clearly that relationship that you're in can be healed and transmuted and transformed, and you will see more clearly that you will see the flowers in life. You'll just connect with Earth more. You'll see a whole new level in your whole life and everything you do. Things, information, and wisdom will come more clearly to you. You'll be more in touch with your angels. You'll be more in touch with your higher self, your God self. So then the decisions you make will be much higher and clearer, and for your highest good and the highest good of all others. So that would be just some of the reasons why you would want to open up and clear more within your structure, within your energy field. It's all energy. Everything's energy, and all past life lives or past remembrances or parallel dimensions, parallel lifetimes, parallel galaxies, whatever.
I've written about that too, as well as the fact that
energy,
depending on your spiritual belief, but we are energy just contained in a human container.
Yes.
And when the human container is no longer functionable, we become again part of the universal energy.
Yes. And so,
while
we're here,
it doesn't matter really what religion that you are. I know that I don't get into religious conversations because I am not Christian. And but I explain to people, just because I am not Christian does not mean that I do not believe that Jesus existed.
Right.
I know he was a man. I know he walked, he preached, and his human vessel of his body died on the cross. Now, you can take it from there depending on your religious beliefs, and religion is man-made. It's not spiritual.
Right.
It doesn't matter. The whole point of Jesus was that he was a man.
Well,
he's
an ascended master, though. He's an ascended master. That wasn't just a man. Like, you're not just a woman. You're a higher being as well. And all of us are. It just depends on who you're talking about. But he was an ascended master. He came into the physical body to raise his own vibrations, which he did during that 33 years. And when he had reached the ultimate, that's when all the miracles happened and everything, because he was vibrating at a very high frequency. And so that was the difference. The others, some of them were also ascended masters that were around him, his disciples, his family, all that. And he helped lift them, and they protected him. But they didn't all raise their frequency at the level that he could that fast, because that he was more evolved. So, but he came and lifted the life streams of thousands of people, whether he met them or not. He was here to help lift the frequency of humanity on the earth at that time, which he did a great job at. But man, Saint Peter and all the disciples, misconstrued some of what, and then got the dogma and the doctrine involved and had blinders on in terms of the Christian, dispensation. It wasn't the pure teachings and messages he had brought through as an Essene. They were all Essenes, A-S-C-E-N-E, if you wanted to know that. You can look that up. He is a very high ascended master cosmic being, and is beyond what we even... what he was then, because they keep evolving too. The ascended masters keep evolving to higher.
I just answered a forum question today, and I said, mm-hmm. What if someone like Mother Teresa or Jesus is reincarnated? Perhaps mm-hmm. that's what makes a Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. And other great beings that were here, and Buddha, too, is an ascended master. There's many, many, many wonderful...
and yet, if we have a person, again, this is part of my forum answer today, yet if we had somebody walking around today claiming to be the offspring of the god or the goddess, we would probably call them paranoid schizophrenics.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a matter of, where you are in time and how people perceive you.
Right.
Now, Jesus was a simple man. I'm sure you all have watched Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade. And at the end where they're supposed to choose the goblet that Jesus drank out of at the Last Supper.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the bad people, the Nazis, they were looking at all the beautiful golden gem-encrusted cups. Jesus was a carpenter. So mm-hmm. Indiana Jones knew to pick up the cup that was made of wood, because that is what he would have used.
Mm-hmm.
Not the jewel encrusted. He had nothing of that in his life. He never
right.
slept on a feather bed. He rode on burros, or else he walked. And he preached. He preached all of the good things that everyone tries to teach. Do unto others.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be judgmental. Understand that everybody has their own beliefs. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. Well, and forgive those who forgive first, and then, you know, like the St. Francis prayer today, we were saying it was, it is better to understand than to be understood. Seek, you know, what's in forgiving, and then you are forgive others, and then you will be forgiven in general, because you're releasing the hold on it. How many people have hold regrets in their gut, in their heart over time? Regrets or doubts or fears or issues of resentment toward others. How come they have this and I didn't have it and blah, blah, blah. All of that energy blocks them from fulfilling their true higher plan on this planet, from having a happy and successful life. It literally puts up blocks and barriers. So that's what he was here also teaching, was do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Forgive, turn the other cheek. What he meant was forgive others, and then as you do that, you truly forgive and release it all, and you let it go. There's always that expression, oh, I let it go. But a lot of times people haven't truly let things go. But if you fully let something go, I know everyone has had this experience. All of a sudden, boom, what you were working on, what you were hoping or doing comes to you. It's like, you know, when you want a certain car, you want this certain, whatever it is. I don't like to talk about material things. All of a sudden, oh, boom, and then it was right there in my lap. I mean, everything just came to me. Oh, it's just magical. No, it wasn't magical. You finally released and let go and forgave something that you were holding on to inside of yourself or you were too attached to, and that energy was freed up and opened up for you to then receive what you had been, what you were wanting to, or for your highest good or the next steps or level in your life. So he came to teach that, the I am that I am. I am that I am means God in action. And it's a teaching through the Ascended Masters, and there's green books called the I Am Discourses that Saint Germain dictated. Saint Germain was Saint Joseph, by the way. He was the father of Christ, but much more beyond that. But Saint Germain had dictated some incredible books at Mount Shasta through a man named Godfrey Ray King, they're still available to this day. They're called the I Am Discourses. There's a series of them. People want to look it up online, but that's what we're talking about, the I Am that I Am, and it's the basic teachings of the ancient mystery schools who used to be kept secret. The truth is, I Am that I Am opens up the energy for everything when you say I Am that I Am. So if you're saying I am stupid, I am dumb, I am a loser, I am never going to do this, I'm not, blah, 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 you're reversing the energy of God in action. See how powerful that is? So that's why when you affirm and you're working in affirmations or anything in your life, if you affirm, I am that I am forgiving, I am victorious in this legal situation. I am rising above all past and now opening new doorways. I am knowing that I am that this new career is opening up for me. You see the power of that. I am, and that was when Jesus said, "I am." And they asked him, "Who are you?" He says, "I am that I am, and my Father has sent me." Those words are just like many of us. He's here right now with us, by the way. Those words, just briefly flashing in, I didn't know we were going to be talking to him tonight, but he's here. Anyway, I am that I am, my Father has sent me. Profound. He didn't mean he was the only one, whatever. He was invoking God in action. And when his father was Lord Maitreya, who is an ascended master, who was overseeing and helping him in his embodiment, along with that many other legions of light. But he came here to help people open up to the higher consciousness, to the knowingness that they are, I am, they are the Christ themselves, that they are not just the body, the mind, they are spirit in the body, they are flame of light, they are light, they are magnificent in the I am presence, their I am presence, their divine presence is beyond anything. So as you open up your consciousness and learn to meditate and heal and clear and open up more and more through however you, whatever your path may be, whether it's shaman, whether it's spiritual meditation, whether it's Hindu, whether it's whatever it is, as you evolve and open up more and more, you merge with your I am presence. And that's what it's about. We're all doing that at different stages and levels. And you merge with that knowingness. Then you become what is called the all-seeing eye of God, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-wisdom. And there are beings on this planet in body that are omnipresent. They're advanced souls, and they are all-knowing, all-seeing.
I like to think that Wayne Dyer was always one of my mentors, and he just passed. And I like to think that he...
Yes.
An ascended spirit.
Yes. And so, I was surprised when I heard that because I just thought he was going to live to be like 120 or something. But I was surprised because he was like 80, right?
No, he was in the 70s.
Oh, my. He had leukemia. Yes, I haven't tuned into him yet, but I'd like to right now because I knew him personally also. I had met him in Hawaii. When I lived in Hawaii, he would come over to Oahu and did, through Unity, he would do speeches and things like that, and so I went to meet him. We had small groups then, or hotel ballrooms and stuff, so it was nice in that you could meet people. Sometimes when you go to those events, there's so many people you don't get to, but I knew him personally, and I had actually done some channeling for him on Maui a few times, and I
believe that's where he retired to.
Yeah, he did.
The last few shows that he did on BBS Radio and on the public channels, he was in Hawaii and did his work from there. So Hawaii seems to be, I know that there are, in fact, one of the experts at the Spiritual Guidance Network is leaving for Hawaii tomorrow. And so Hawaii seems to be a little bit of a mystical place.
Yeah, it is. I developed my gifts there. I lived there 25 years, and now I'm in Florida. But it is. It's another dimension. But it also has challenges with it when you're very, like, you're either independently wealthy or you have three jobs. But it has many challenges because the local people, a lot of local people can't live there anymore because they've ramped up everything, they flipped things, they brought up the cost of living so high that it's another element. But anyway, coming back to this. So yeah, Maui is where, I knew exactly where he lived, and he used to speak at the auditorium in Maui too, and I met him a few times over there. So anyway, I'm just tuning in with him right now because I know he remembers me. I know that, but I haven't, let's just do that here for a few minutes. I haven't tuned in with him since he passed over. I'm going to just see if there's any insight from him.
Well, yeah. I miss him.
He is in golden light. Yeah, golden, definitely. He's in the golden, legions of the golden master, ascended masters now. He had evolved to as much as he could in this lifetime, and then now so now on those realms that was how he was to continue his journey on those levels, and he knew that when he was leaving, he knew that, and he chose that as well, because he had come to a certain point here in this lifetime, and then the body was not cool.
I don't know if you remember when he talked about when he walked away from his condo in Florida. Do you know that story?
I sort of, just vaguely, but he's speaking right now. He's coming in.
What he did was he said, "You die before you death." He one day just turned around and decided that he was going to turn the key of his condo and all his furniture and everything, all the books, everything that was in it, gave it to his assistant and said, send the books where books are supposed to go, give the clothes to people that need it, just get rid of it. And, of course, he had 11 children. And one of his daughters, you know, said, "Hey, wait a minute, I have claims on that sofa and that TV." So she went up from college and she picked that up. And, you know, but his thing was, is the whole idea of letting go in this lifetime of material things.
Yeah.
And being able to, you know, die without dying, but have a death of your material self. And to walk away from everything that you've accomplished, because those things are, no matter what, and I'm very big on this in mind mapping, what's past is past.
Right.
We can't go back. No one can go back. I'm not signed on to the site, but do we have any callers? You would be able to see it, Athena, if they've written in anything.
I can't see it, no. I would assume that BBS, the monitor, Doug, would let you know, wouldn't he?
I don't know, to tell you the truth. My very, very first show, I had a different setup, and I had a call-in on my very, very first show ever. And they went, "Ah, that's so amazing. Nobody ever gets a call in on their first show." And I was like, "Oh, really?"
Doug would flash you some way. He'd let you know that there's a call.
Yeah, no. Okay. And I'm signed into the Spiritual Guidance Network, you know. But like I said, anybody that wants to call, it's 888-429-5471. And you can call in with your questions, and somehow we'll get it through to us so that we can answer your questions if you have anything that you know, maybe have a question. And if for some reason that's not possible during the show, both Athena and I'm available at Nia at Out of the Tangled Web. And you, Athena, what is your email address?
My email address is athenastar@comcast.net. And then also to directly, 808-258-1063. 808-258-1063. And then, of course, the website is just athenastar.com. And I'm on Facebook. And if you look under Sarasota, Florida, on Facebook and LinkedIn, Athena Star, Sarasota, Florida, you'll find me that way too, as well. So, Wayne is right here right now. May I bring through what he's bringing through?
Oh, yes, please do.
Please, yeah, okay. I haven't tuned into him since this is, I guess he wanted us to. So, he's addressing what you were talking about was the element of detaching. He had learned to detach fully because he knew the principle, the universal principle. When you detach and you fully let go, then everything else pours forth to you. And everything is in oneness, so there is no attachments. Now, his children were still attached to things on the earth plane because they were still here and they're going to have to live here. So, and he wasn't thinking clearly when he said, "Oh, just get rid of everything," because he had forgotten that maybe his personal is. Family and friends needed some of those things, but it's okay. It's all part of the thing. So he had learned that principle, and that was, and universal laws are very important. When we're in alignment with all universal laws and principles, like good little children, No, just kidding. Then what I'm getting from him is that's the key. That's a very important key. And that's where many people, it is a simple process, but it's not simple in the sense of following and knowing what they are, the universal laws. And one of them is, in a way they're simple. It's like, you know, the law of cause and effect. What you do, what you create in your life has an effect. If not right now, it will later on. It has some kind of effect. Always will. So remember that, whatever the, you know, there's always the cause and effect. The law of...
I tell people that it's like the song Tapestry, that even if we ourselves are not, I've always believed this, even long before I was a coach, long before I was a therapist, you know, back when I was, you know, a teenager, I've always believed that, you know, that we have the ability to open up. And to understand, to let go is one of the hardest things that a human being can do, is to let go of their perspective, because they're programmed.
Yes.
And because they're surrounded by people that uphold that programming.
Right. That's what he's addressing right now, is the attachment and letting go. But because the fear is that if... what the words are coming through is that if you're not in control of your of the situation, or if you're not in control, then you lose control and you're going to be overpowered and you'll die. That's the ultimate fear there underneath all of that. So he had dug down, he had done a lot of inner introspective things, and what he's saying to me is that the most significant, important thing was detaching and releasing and letting go, which ultimately at the end of his life he had done. He's also just telling me, he's acknowledging me in my work and I had in my book and everything, and he is there now in the other realms helping all of the light workers and helping humanity to continue and holding the light, because there's so much that needs to be done. There's so much humanity that is calling out, and in the coming year, 2016, especially, it's building up the momentum. But there'll be like millions more reaching out. Like I see, like he's showing, like little birds, like reaching out, like feed me, feed me, feed me. They want to be fed, but of course they have to do it themselves. But we assist them to do the, to do that, and to open up to their own higher understanding and purpose and passion.
Now, I know you had a radio show for 2 years, but I understand that you're actually thinking about coming back into practice.
Coming back to BBS? Yes.
Well, I didn't say BBS, but I said practice. I don't know where you'll come back to, but you're gonna come back, and you're actually looking for people. With her expertise and her channeling, I don't channel. You know, there's too much neurolinguistic and too much cognitive behavioral in me, you know, that I don't have the ability to channel.
Well, no, but you receive, though, because you're tuning in, because you picked up on Wayne Dyer, and he's here. His essence is here. So, see, Sunday, we do. Everybody channels. We're all in tune. Everything comes from the etheric. That's what's funny. Everything on Earth, on the Earth plane, 3D, comes at some point in thought form and comes from the etheric. So there you go. So you are channeling. See that? You felt his presence. You mentioned
his name. An unconscious channel, but I can't think of anybody I'd rather have. You know.
I know.
Someone who speaks the words of wisdom.
Yeah.
When I was younger, and my first divorce, I used to carry your erroneous zones.
Oh yes,
in my pocketbook, like a Bible, you know. And I used to refer to it because I remember one time, before I became a therapist, I was in real estate in New Jersey, and the broker wanted me to come in and do my presentation in front of him. And he wanted everybody to do that, you know, one by one. Mm-hmm. And I said, no. And he said, why? And I said, because every presentation I give is different.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm feeding off of the people I'm talking to. So if I have to come in there and give you a canned speech, I said, it's going to be really bad. I said, the moment that I think, and this comes directly out of his book, Wayne Dyer's book, the moment that you let someone else's opinion mean more to you than your own opinion of yourself, then you have lost your way.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's very important to encourage people, you know, in the fact that, you know, do take advantage of the Spiritual Guidance Network. Do take advantage of Athena and her work, my work. We have so many spiritual experts, and we're all trying to do the same thing. We're trying to be there so that as 2016 comes in, I mean, it's been a rough 2 years, people. Y'all know that. You know, we're as close to the 1929 Depression as we're probably going to get. And it's not getting better anytime soon because this is an upcoming election year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they fight among themselves. They don't even worry about, like, us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like they just call each other names. You know, but 2016 is going to be a challenge for everyone. And autonomy is a big, big factor. Learn how to be alone with yourself. And you probably encourage that, like people in meditation,
mm-hmm.
learning to be alone with themselves.
Mm-hmm. Most people don't want to, they don't even want to hear or think they're on, you know, they're doing electronics, they're on their digital stuff, they're busy at work, they're busy with their families, they're busy, 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 and they don't quiet the outer world to tune into the inner enough, and they know that. So they're forced sometimes, different things, like then the ton of bricks falls on them, and then the train hits them, you know, eventually, symbolically, because universe is trying to get you to wake up. It's wake up call that, and then it happens, you know. But we don't need that. We don't need wake up calls. We can wake up ourselves. And
well, I think that even the most critical of people, regardless of what they believe, understand that we've had an extraordinary amount of natural disasters.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, I believe the universe is telling us, pay attention. I'm not limitless. You know, look at your resources. Look at your water. Look at your animals. Look at how many things are going extinct. Are you going extinct? You know, those are all questions, and we're coming to the end of the show. Did you want to give your information again, Athena?
Sure, thank you. That would be, yes, this is Athena Starr, and my website's athenastarr.com, or the email more directly, athenastarr@comcast.net, and then you can reach me anytime. Also, my cell, 808-258-1063. That's 808-258-1063. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, Mia, to be with you today.
Thank you so much. And not everybody knows it, but Athena saved my butt because my scheduled guest had a crisis, and I called Athena at the last moment and said, will you please? And she said, yes, I will. And so, Athena, thank you so much.
Yes, and Wayne Dyer orchestrated this, too. He's with us very much. See, and he's proud of you, too. And he knows. He's linking in with us. And it's a pleasure to connect with him again, because I did know him personally. I had forgotten. And he wanted us to interact with him tonight. So we'll do that again. And God bless you, Maya.
Yes, yes. Blessed be. And we're going off the air. 5.